You're listening to U-Talk, part of the Torn by Sports and Blog Talk Radio Networks. Providing unbiased opinions on all things Utah football and basketball. Join Andy and Patrick weekly as they bring you up to date on all things Ute.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to U-Talk. It is Wednesday, November 9th. This is episode 19. My name is Andy. I hope you all are doing well. Thank you for joining us. I am joined by my co-host and writer for Torn by Sports Network, Patrick. How are we doing?
Doing great.
Good, good. So thank you, everybody, for your continued support. If this is your first time listening to us, thank you for tuning in. UTalk Podcast is part of the Torn by Sports and Blog Talk Radio Networks. And we produce this every week for your enjoyment, actually twice a week. Generally Mondays and Wednesdays. So please add us to your favorite RSS feed, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google, all of that. And you can also follow us on Twitter, at UTalk Podcast. So let's get into it. Our first agenda piece is our Ute News. And kind of an interesting Dakari Tucker. Local as in played college up at the University of Utah for the Running Utes the last 4 years. He graduated 2015-2016 season, and he, over the summer, he tried out or was a participator on one of the Team Utah for the $1 million tournament, which is a 5-on-5 basketball tournament. He was on one of those teams, and he is now trying out for the NBA D-League team for Utah, the Salt Lake City Stars. So pretty exciting for him. I hope he has many successes down the line, and thank him for what he did for the Running Utes. So excited for him.
Yeah, Dakari Tucker was pretty good player, good athlete, good defensive guy. I think he could stroke the three a little bit there.
Yeah.
Hopefully he, does well in his tryouts and can make the team and maybe get to the big leagues, NBA. Someday.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. And I know Brandon Taylor is over in, I believe, Turkey. So some Utes making some noise in the professional leagues, whether it's NBA, D-League, or even up over there in Europe. So good job on those guys, and thank them for their contributions to the program. Another news, national letter of intent were signed by Jackson Brenchley and Brandon Carlson. Both those guys will be sign and send, so going on their mission, coming back, so they'll be 2019 products into the program.
Two good local guys, good good prospects, good recruits by Coach K. It's good to keep those 3-4 star.
Yep.
Is that what they are?
Yep.
3-4 star guys, that are local here, and keep them in Utah. Great pickups. And I know it's a couple years down the road when they'll play, but that's still exciting to see what Coach K is doing for the Utes.
It is. It's very exciting. Just real quick with Jackson Brenchley, 6'5", 175, Mountain Crest High. He's a point guard, most likely more of a combo guard when he returns. He's got good length. High basketball IQ, always has his head up, great vision passing. Against pressure, he uses fakes and head and shoulder fakes and changes speeds to get separation from defenders. So he really could be a prominent piece into the program here in a couple of years when he returns. Brandon Carlson, the 4-star out of Bingham, 6'9", 200 forward. He's a long arm, 5'4", position, good feet, quick jumper in the paint area, definitely can finish above the rim, gets a lot of his, offensive rebounds, tip-ins, putbacks, things like that. So very good prospects. Both were recruited you know, by some fairly decent schools, UNLV, UCLA, Stanford, BYU for Carlson, and then Brenchley was really mainly recruited by Utah, but great prospects for these guys, and happy to have them in the program. Moving on here, Running Utes open their season this Saturday, November 12th at 5 p.m., home at the Huntsman Center against Northwest Nazarene, I believe. Again, 5 p.m., Pac-12 Networks, home opener. Utah should clean house with them, wipe them, sweep them pretty good. So we'll see how that goes. A lot of new faces. It'll be nice to see these guys in person. I'm pretty excited to be there on Saturday.
Yeah, you'd hope the Utes are going to be able to take these guys out fairly quickly, get everybody some good playing time.
Exactly.
Excited to see Kuzma come out and lead the way, and just excited for basketball season. It's finally here, and hopefully the Utes can put together a good team this year and make a run for that Pac-12 title in the tournament.
Absolutely. And then I'm going to turn this one over to you, Patrick, our Ute injury report. Not so much of a report as far as injuries go, but kind of more injuries coming off the report.
Yeah, the bye week's been good for the Utes this week. Getting some guys who've been dinged up, bumps and bruises. Getting some guys back this week against Arizona State. Getting some guys back to 100%. No real new injuries to report. Marcus Williams and Corey Butler-Bird should be back against Arizona State this week. Hopefully both of them will be back. I know at least Marcus Williams should be. They weren't sure on Butler-Bird, but hopefully both of them are. Zach Moss, Coach Whittingham said Zach Moss is back to 100%, so that'll be good to give, you know, Joe Williams a breather once in a while. And give him a little bit of a break so they don't wear him down. And then, you know, you have Lowell Falamaka coming back. He'll probably battle it out with Nowakowski.
Yeah.
Well, they probably already have battled it out this week. So
sure, yeah.
They already know who's starting. But good to have him back, you know, just in case, you know, an injury happened, knock on wood.
He played well in the Cal game.
Yeah,
he came in once he got settled a little bit. He was getting a lot of push in the run game.
Yeah, I think he's a good center, and yeah, exactly like you said. Once he got kind of the jitters out, he started performing pretty well there before for the Cal game.
Mm-hmm.
But Nowakowski's played well, you know, as of late. He's really put it together. And so at least they have, you know, two guys that they can count on if something were to happen injury-wise or whatnot. But that's about it. I mean, Harrison Hanley's supposed to be back this week as well. So it'll be good to get him back on the field. Just another big target. He's a good physical tight end, and it'll be good to have him out there, you know, for Williams to kind of look at and get the ball.
Exactly.
But other than that, I can't really think of any more injuries. Hopefully Tim Patrick's back to 100% this week. Hopefully they got, you know, all their dings and dents healed up, and guys are back to 100%. We can see what this U team can do.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the report. Moving right along here. College football playoff rankings released on Tuesday, yesterday, last night. Not a whole lot changed. I mean, obviously you had Washington bumped up to number 4. You know, some teams had lost that were ahead of Utah, and so kind of everybody bumped up a little bit. So you got Washington at number 4, Colorado at number 12, our Utes coming in at number 15, USC, previously unranked, sits at 6-3 on the season. They are ranked at number 20. And then Washington State, been kind of hovering around that 23, 24, 25 mark. They come in at number 23 this week. So, you know, it's nice to see there's you know, now you've got five Pac-12 teams in the top 25. You know, and very exciting stuff. You know, it's great to see. In, you know, we have games coming up against Colorado. USC plays Washington on Friday,
I believe. Yeah, I think so.
Friday night. So I mean, definitely there could be some more movement next week. You know, it's very exciting stuff for the Pac-12.
Yeah, there's a lot of good games, and you know, even towards this end of the season, if you know Washington State can win out,
mm-hmm.
and Utah and Colorado can win out, that could, you know, that weekend,
yeah.
that could be, you know, two teams deciding
yep.
who goes to the Pac-12 title game, and that'd be an exciting weekend. Absolutely. For some football. But yeah, it's good to have, you know, teams ranked. USC's really come on strong from their early season struggles. You know, Colorado's looking good still. Washington State's even look good this season.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they're 7-2 on the season.
Yeah, but a lot of good teams, and it's good to have some Pac-12 teams ranked, and you have, you know, three of them that are fairly highly yeah. ranked, so that's good as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of exciting to see. You know, you got Washington and Washington State. Like you said, if they continue to play out, their final game of the season is against each other, the Apple Cup, and that will be for who goes in the north. And then most likely on the south end of the division, you got Utah and Colorado, you know, the expansion partners, the Rumble and the Rockies. And that game could obviously determine who comes from the south. So very exciting to see. It's great. I can't wait. So that is all we have for our Ute news. So let's get into it. Bye weeks. What happens on bye weeks? You know, I mean, obviously, you know, it's not a, hey, everybody, you get a week off. No practice. It's nothing like that. You kind of get a little bit of everything. You know, the coaches go out and recruit. The players are conditioning. The players are working on things. What can you tell us, Patrick, about kind of what happens on bye weeks up on the hill?
I know, you know, the coaches give the players maybe a day or two off, but a lot of conditioning, a lot of guys get time to heal up. Coaches go out, recruit, you know, their prospective areas during that week or whatnot. Probably not the whole week, but at least some of it. And then, man, probably a lot of film and, you know, and then, you know, some days of practice there to prepare and get ready for the next game. So I'm not sure all that goes on, but, you know, I assume that there are some rest days, there are some recruiting days, then there are some film days, practice days, conditioning days, and then just some days to get guys healed up and get healthy.
Definitely. I'm trying to find the recruiting map. Kind of where all the coaches went. I don't know if I can find it. There we go. So you got, let's see here. So Coach Enna went to Seattle and San Diego. Scally went to Dodge City, Kansas, Houston, Texas. Coach Holiday, Houston, Texas, El Paso, Dallas, and Austin. Coach Harding was in Sacramento. Fred Whittingham went to Vegas, San Diego, and Phoenix. Coach Erickson went to Moreno Valley and the Inland Empire. Coach Shaw went to Fresno and L.A. Coach Roderick, Fullerton, and Huntington Beach, and Mission Viejo. And then Coach Powell went to Bay Area and Hawaii. So a lot of good places. You know, a lot of talent comes out of those areas. You know, very, very good to see that, you know, we're able to take some of the progress that we've had this season and be able to talk to some of these recruits and kind of be like, hey, look at us. and garner some more interest in the program. So very exciting.
Yeah, and it just shows, I mean, these coaches work tirelessly. The hours that they put in, you know, between, you know, just the film study, the practices, and then recruiting, it's just a nonstop effort and just doing great things. All those places have great players. Coach Holiday is going to do great down in Texas, getting some good recruits out of there. And, you know, everywhere that they went, there's a lot of good players.
Yeah.
And, you know, just shows that, you know, the coaches are serious about winning. They're serious about bringing in, keeping on bringing in the talent. And they're doing a good job of it. So it's exciting to see, and the future is exciting for the Utes.
Definitely. So in the, during the bye weeks, when I was up there, working with the equipment staff, I mean, the team, like Patrick said, you know, the team is able to heal up, get some much needed rest, let their bodies, you know, heal those bumps and bruises that they have, get their minds right to the, for the end of the season push, and really fine tune kind of the playbook. You know, at this point, you don't really see a whole lot more open up, you know, but they definitely fine tune a lot of the things. And so I think, and I hope that we see a little bit more of a more efficient offense going forward. Three game season now, four or five if you count possible Pac-12 and bowl games. It's a three game season. So, these guys and Whittingham will have them ready. Whittingham has a highly successful record coming off, bye weeks and lengthy periods of time going into bowl games. So, you know, we should see a good showing down in, Tempe, Arizona.
Yeah, it's. I think, you know, I think Whittingham, since he joined the Pac-12, I think I read he was 9-4 coming off bye weeks. Before that, he was undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean.
I mean, bowl games, he's what, 9-1?
I think he's only lost one. but, yeah, it was a good, I wish the bye week would have came a week earlier before the Washington game. But, you know, it was a good week to get guys healthy and, hopefully they did, you know, work on the passing game. That's been a kind of a struggle the past few games, work on tackling, just get some things fine-tuned, like you said, and hopefully, you know, both teams, Arizona State's coming off a bye as well, so both teams are going to be fresh and healed up, and I think it's going to be a pretty good battle down there at Sun Devil Stadium.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the uniform combo, and it's kind of cool to see Utah get more and more involved on releasing these uniform combos on social media. But you've got the white jersey top, red pants, red socks, white cleats, and the satin red helmet. So
yeah, good to see the
pretty good look.
The red helmet make a comeback.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Haven't seen it a lot this season.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks sharp. I'm excited to see that out there in Tempe. So let's moving right along here. I don't know. Do you have anything else regarding bye weeks? And
no, I think pretty much summed it up. And no, Utes are always good off of bye week, so hopefully they're good this week.
Absolutely. Well, let's get into our next segment here then. This is what we like to call our Ute Cues.
Now time for Ute Cues, where we take your questions from Twitter and email and we answer them weekly. Tweet us at Ute Talk Podcast or email utetalk@gmail.com.
So for those of you that do not know what our Ute Cues segment is, you can tweet us your questions at Ute Talk Podcast or email us utetalk@gmail.com. and use the hashtag UTEQS, so hashtag UTEQS. Ask your questions, no matter what it may be. Ask away. We'll do our best to find out the answers for you. We'll talk about them here on the show and get you the information that you're looking for. But let's get into our UQs here. So we posted two questions. Our first one was, what are the biggest obstacles that the Utes will face to win out? And we got several responses. Excuse me. Yeah, at Rick Caps 3, we need to keep our heads in the game and make every play count as if it was the biggest play of the game. S_Gloss18, staying healthy and staying focused one game at a time. At Devin Hypnosis, Under Armour Cleats. And I love to teach second themselves. So a couple different thoughts and ideas on the obstacles. You know, again, play every game as it's kind of your last in a sense. Staying focused, staying healthy, Under Armour cleats, and then themselves. So what do you see, Patrick, as Utah's biggest obstacle that the Utes will face to win out?
I agree. Staying healthy is probably the top one. But also, you know, I like how they mentioned staying focused.
Yeah.
Sometimes the Utes struggle or they kind of play down to their competition. And, you know, hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully they, you know, they can fix whatever woes they're having there and on the offensive side that they've been having lately, as well as, you know, on the defensive side a little bit with their tackling and whatnot. But, you know, staying focused, staying healthy, I think those are the biggest obstacles. Arizona State always gives Utes a little bit of trouble. So I think, you know, it's going to be a closer game than most people think. Oregon, I mean, they're not very good this year, but you never know in the Pac-12 when a team's going to put a good game together. And then
absolutely,
that Colorado game is going to be tough because it's, you know, it's Colorado's playing well and it's on the road and they're going to be up for that game just like the Utes are. And that's going to be a tough game, but, you know, definitely staying healthy and staying focused and, you know, just getting fine tuned in the offense, like you mentioned before, and, you know, making sure that, you know, play calling's on point and, you know, defensive on point and, you know, just putting together good game plans to get the final victories.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Arizona's had some, a couple of interesting wins. They beat Cal, home against Cal. They beat UCLA, you know, and then they've obviously had some stinkers. So we can't overlook them. To me, in sports, I think that's, you know, like you said, staying focused. That's kind of your, probably your biggest obstacle is just staying focused, you know, having your mind right. Don't look ahead. You know, we can't look past Arizona State. And obviously staying healthy, you know, gotta make sure that, you know, you're not jumping on people's ankles and stuff like that in the pile. You know, look out for your teammates, put them in good situations when passing the ball. You know, don't let them get, you know, hit, you know, by a targeting player, you know, anything like that, that puts them in a dangerous situation. So be smart, be focused and healthy would be my obstacles. You know, Oregon, they're coming on strong. You know, their backup quarterback that took over for Prokop is Justin Herbert, I believe, the freshman, redshirt freshman. He's been looking really good lately. And, you know, Oregon's going to be out for blood. You know, we whooped them last year in their place, Autzen Stadium. You know, nobody saw it coming. Nobody did. And we whooped them. And they're going to be looking for a payback for sure. Absolutely, you know, especially with Utah moving right up the rankings. So we can't overlook them, you know, looking ahead to Colorado. So stay focused one game at a time.
And they're Oregon's a down team, so down teams are always always hungry.
They are.
And that's a scary down teams are always scary to face because they got nothing to lose and So that's going to, I think it's going to be a tough game. The Utes, I think these next three games, they might not look too tough on paper besides the Colorado game, but I think they're going to be tough games for the Utes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So our second question for our Ute Qs, give us your prediction for the ASU game and who gets the game ball. At Beach Dan, 17-32. Utah, 52. Arizona, 14. Joe Williams with the game ball. At Rick Caps, 3. Blowout, 42-7. Utes win. So I think it very well could be a blowout. It could be, you know, one of those where you think it might be a close game and Utah just absolutely comes out, you know, pumped and ready to go, ready to start tackling some people off of the bye week and we really lay the hammer down. I would love to see our offense put up, you know, 40 plus points. We need a game to give ourselves some confidence on the offensive side of the ball that we can pass, we can run. Obviously, we got the running down. It's the passing that, you know, we need to be more efficient at and closing out those red zone trips. So, you know, my prediction, I don't know if we'll be quite that high. Probably more 35 to 10 is my guess, but I would love to see us push over 40.
Yeah, this Arizona State game kind of reminds me of the Cal game. You have a team who can score a lot of points, and they have in a lot of their games, but they also have a defense who gives up a lot of points, kind of like Cal. So it's kind of reminded me of that game. I don't think the Utes, I think it's going to be a closer game than most people think. You know, I hope for a blowout, but I think the Utes are going to win. I'm going to go 28-20.
28-20, much closer. Yeah, like the Cal game. So 35-10 for Andy, 28-20 for Patrick. So that is our UQ segment. Again, if you guys have any questions you want answered, we will obviously be posting questions for you to answer. So thank you for your participation. But follow us and tweet at us at Ute Talk Podcast or email us utetalk@gmail.com and use the hashtag UQs and let us know your questions. We'll be happy to answer them. Moving right along, let's get into our Arizona State preview. You know, big game tomorrow night, actually, Thursday, the 10th at 7:30 Mountain Time. It's on FS1. Arizona State is currently sitting 5-4 overall, 2-4 in conference. Utah 7-2 overall, 4-2 in conference. The current line is over under 57 total points, and with Utah as a 6-point favorite. So I think that's probably fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how you feel about that, but looking at kind of some of their stats here, Utah points per game, 29. Arizona is at 35, so they're putting up a lot of points. Points allowed per game, Utah is allowing 22. Arizona State is allowing 36. So obviously there's a lot of opportunities there given by their defense to score a lot of points. Yardage, 426 for Utah, 395 for Arizona State. Utah's extremely balanced, currently sitting at 212 for passing, 214 for rushing. Arizona State, 239 for passing, 155 for rushing. And Arizona State gives up a lot of yardage to go along with those points. So Utah averagely gives up about 365 right now. Arizona State is sitting at 513. So quite a bit difference there in yardage. What's kind of your prediction with this game? You know, Arizona is fairly decent against the run. They only allow 116, but they're an absolute sieve when it comes to the passing game. You know, do you think Utah is going to go run heavy and just pound, pound, pound the ball with Williams and Moss, or you think they're going to let Williams sling it around a little bit? What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, with Arizona State, I think right now they're 4-1 at home, so they're playing well at home. So it's definitely going to be a tough game on the road for the Utes. But yeah, their passing game is not good. I think they're next to last in the, in, you know, pass defense, in the pretty much the NCAA. They give up almost 400 yards a game passing. Rush game, I think the rush, their rushing defense is pretty good because they have their defense, the defense that they do run, they bring so many guys up, you know, in the box or, you know, towards the line, you know, and they do a lot of blitzing. So I think teams might struggle with the run game on that. What I do hope, you know, I don't want the Utes to kind of revert back to what they did last season with Booker, you know, and just give Williams the ball.
Yeah.
You know, and just keep feeding them and wearing them down. They need to have a balanced attack, especially against this Arizona State team. They got to open up the passing game because, you know, I mean, giving up 400 yards a game passing, the Utes should definitely be able to at least get, you know, 350
yeah.
on this team, especially with a healthy Tim Patrick and all the other guys.
And Butler Bird back.
Bird, Harrison Hanley, all these other guys coming back, you know, they should definitely be able to get 350, but they definitely got to balance it out. I don't want to see them just go run heavy because, yeah. you know, Arizona State's just going to stack the box like they always do and blitz a lot. And
yeah,
that's just going to cause problems for, you know, if the holes aren't there for Williams.
Yeah. They are a very blitz happy team. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what Arizona State chooses to do defensively. You know, obviously you expect them to continue the blitz and how our O-line protects that blitz and what Troy Williams chooses to do, you know, on getting rid of the ball or running with the ball, you know, whatever it may be. So, you know, kind of with those blitz, you want to do those dump off passes and screens and, you know, things like that. So it'll be interesting to see the play calling to start.
Yeah.
So, looking at Arizona State, you've got their quarterback, Manny Wilkins, currently throwing 60% completions, 1,421 yards, 6 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
He's supposed to be back this week.
Yeah.
I think he healed up over the bye week and he's supposed to be back this week. So
yeah, he should be back. So, they get their starter back and DeMario Richard, their running back, 134 carries, 532 yards, 3 touchdowns. And then Kalen Ballage, 98 carries, 468 and 12 touchdowns. So quite a bit of touchdowns done by their rushing attack there. So far a total of 24 on the year compared to only 10 receiving. So
And DeMario Richard is a good back. He's definitely a back that could, you know, hurt the Utes if they don't, you know, fix their tackling woes, especially at the linebacker position.
Yeah. And Manny Wilkins, he's a fairly mobile quarterback too.
Yeah.
He has 5 rushing touchdowns on the season. So total 11 touchdowns for him, 6 passing, 5 rushing. So you know, it'll be interesting to see what Utah chooses to do, you know, defensively, you know, with Marcus Williams coming back healthy, I think, you know, we'll start seeing our defense come together a little bit more. So
yeah, getting Marcus Williams back will be huge. I mean, yeah. Jordan Fogel played well in his absence. I'd like to see Jordan Fogel get some, you know, he definitely earned some playing time out there, so I'd like to see him out there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, getting Marcus Williams back will be huge. And hopefully, you know, getting the linebackers, hopefully they fixed whatever's been ill in them the past few weeks.
Yeah, they've looked a little rough.
Yeah, but, yeah, Marcus Williams will be huge for the Utes and, you know, definitely shore up that defensive backfield. But Fogel definitely earned some playing time, so I'd love to see him out there in some packages, or you could even put him at linebacker because that dude can lay the wood.
Yeah, he most certainly can. And yeah, he's played really well, actually. you know, so kudos to Jordan coming in next man up and filling in quite nicely. So, you know, but it's hard to replicate the, what Marcus brings. So,
yeah.
But defensively, you know, I really want to see, I want to see some more sacks. I want to see Sack Lake City appear in Tempe and just ruin them. I can't stand Todd Graham and his sign stealing ways. And I just want to see, our defensive line of Lowell and Dimmick and Tassini and P2T just eat them alive. So
yeah, Sack Lake City's been struggling a little bit this year, but hopefully they can make a return in Tempe and, you know, blow this Arizona State team up. It seems like P2T's always back there, but he's going so fast.
Can't
get the tackle, but... Yeah, but Tassini, I mean, Tassini's played really well. He's been a nice surprise for the Utes. Just a great player.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Dimmick, you know, obviously they're missing Kylie Fitz, who I think was their best pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Bassini, Lowell, Mokofisi, even when they move him out to the edge, you know, he's definitely a solid player. And then P2T. But definitely want to see a return from Sack Lake City. It's been missing a little bit this season, but hopefully they can make a return this week or tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. I sure hope so. So our predictions for the season so far, you're still holding strong. My overall predictions were 11-1 on the season with my loss at UCLA. We ended up losing at Cal and home against Washington, which you had losing at home against Washington and losing at UCLA. So you're still sitting pretty because there's still opportunity for you to get your 10 wins. I had 11-1, so I'm kind of out of it. But we both have Arizona State as a win, 28-20 for you, 35-10 for myself. You know, it's going to be a beautiful day down there in Arizona. You're looking at 82 degrees, 7:30 p.m. Again, it's on FS1 Thursday night tomorrow. So don't miss out. Sun Devil Stadium. It's going to be a great game. Our Utes are back to playing, and you know, 1 week is 1 week too long. You know, it's hard going without it. But do you have any other preview or anything to cover for Arizona State, Patrick?
And just something I found interesting was last season when the Utes finally got the monkey off their back and beat Arizona State. Just a tidbit of information. Arizona State scored no offensive touchdowns last year against the Utes. They did score 18 points, but one of them came off a kick return. And then a safety and three field goals. So I just thought that was interesting how the Utes defense was able to hold their offense to no points. And hopefully they're able to do that again this season. The defense is just as good as last season. And I don't think, you know, Arizona State's offense is as good as they were last season. But I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Thank you for pointing out. Yeah, you've got the 100-yard kickoff return after we scored our touchdown, and then field goal, field goal, field goal. That's it. Interesting. Yeah.
All right. So
looking at it now. Yeah, that's that's good on the Utes defense, and I feel like minus the injuries, Utah's defense has only gotten better.
Yeah.
So hopefully we see a similar outing. So, well, if that's all from you, I'm good on my end here. I don't have anything else to hash out with Arizona State other than you know, protect our offensive calls. No sign stealing. But you know, it should be a good game. Really excited to watch some football tomorrow. You know, can't wait to finish out the season on a strong note and see what bowl game we end up in.
Yeah, the road to the Pac-12 title starts tomorrow. So
yeah, it does.
Hopefully the Utes are up for it and they're ready to roll these next 3 weeks so they can finally get over that hump and get to the Pac-12 title game and
yeah,
hopefully get to that Rose Bowl. That would be awesome to see, and it'd be a great season.
It would be, absolutely. Yeah, 3-game season starts tomorrow night, 7:30. You've got Arizona State. Next Saturday, you've got Oregon, and then on the road to Colorado to finish out the season. And then, depending on what happens there and through these 3 games, we'll either be in the Pac-12 game as the South rep, or we'll be waiting to find out what bowl game we're in. And again, right now, we're projected to either the Alamo Bowl in San Antonio or the Rose Bowl. You know, and then that would be if we go to the Pac-12 game. So, yeah. Let's get this thing going here. But thank you everybody for listening in this evening. excuse me. From our audio engineer Marty, my co-host Patrick, and myself Andy, we will see you next time. And as always, go Utes.
Go Utes.
Thanks for listening to Ute Talk, brought to you by the Torn by Sports and Blog Talk Radio Networks. Find us on Twitter @UteTalkPodcast or email @UteTalk@gmail.com.